Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. You can check out the playlist at wrct.org. And see ya!
Keep my mind on things. So when I go where the animals drive, I sing this song on the treacherous drive.
Them deer, they're here. Them there, they're here. They're everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them there, they're here. They're everywhere.
At dawn in fields and coniferous groves, bucks and does come alive in droves. Just when you think that the coast is clear, there in the road is a white-tailed deer.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere.
In venison land, as the day goes by, the deer lay low when the sun is high. Sun goes down as the night draws near. Twilight brings up the white-tailed deer. Them deer, they're here.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here.
The tall grass grows, fawns they doze where the doe does doze, doze there, doze here. Those are the habits of the white-tailed deer. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere. Them deer, they're here.
then there, here, there, everywhere.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR, Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM, Keysport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, the Audio Now Network, where you can listen by telephone at 515-605-9542, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. Today, a very busy program. Lots happening. We will feature selections from the new album by singer-songwriter Ole Whitetail. Her CD will be released at Club Cafe, along with Apple Asia, coming up on February 16th. And coincidentally, Apple Asia will be here with us in our 11 o'clock hour today with a blend of Appalachian and Asian music traditions along with improvisation. At 7 o'clock, Robert Bowden of the Hill District will be here with a Black History Month feature. We also have one at 10 o'clock featuring Northside resident Roger Humphreys, talking about his life in Pittsburgh and around the world as a jazz musician. Jaquay Edward Carter will talk about the Glen Hazel World War II housing community in collaboration with Doors Open Pittsburgh in a presentation thereof. He'll be here at 7:50. And we also have youth guests between 10 and 11 o'clock and a lot more. It's a busy show, and we're glad you're here with us for the Saturday Light Brigade.
The ground that cradled the nukes was quaking. windows on the rockets breaking, but the frogs were singing and I was making love. The farms I knew became a home for the lion, the rich and the war drones, but the minnows were swimming and I was grinning. Now there's plastic fruit on the countertops, no more clementines in the hollow. They congregate around those big screens while I lie low in the laurels. The teller at the filling station, bluebag queen of destinations, said your wishes died and they fossilize and you'll pay for them. My neighbors prayed for gasoline, they filled up tanks with their dead dreams, but I was barefoot running with the paper beads. Now there's plastic fruit on the countertop, no more clementines in the hollow. They congregate around those big screens while I lie low in the laurels. Plastic fruit on the countertops, no more clementines in the hollow. They congregate around those big screens while I lie low in the laurels.
Alexis Thompson, getting us started. On today's Saturday Light Brigade. A beautiful song, and you'll hear more from Alexis throughout today's program as we feature her brand new album. Alexis performs under the name of Old Whitetail, and full disclosure, she is our associate producer here at SLB and is a very experienced songwriter and performer in her own right, and it's our pleasure to be behind her new release featuring it this morning. I wanted to add some additional information on guests today that I didn't get a chance to tell you about. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, we have drummer Tom Wendt on a project he is doing called The Vinyl Report. It's a four-part virtual series providing insights into jazz albums with Pittsburgh ties, presented in collaboration with the August Wilson African American Cultural Center and Pittsburgh Jazz Festival. There are still three sessions remaining for this program, and he'll talk about them. Also, from the new Hazlett Theater, Princess Jafar previews an upcoming interactive game show called The Princess is Right, part of the community-supported art series at the new Hazlett Theater. Princess Jafar joins us at 8:35 this morning. And between 10 and 11 o'clock, we have a violin quartet from the Center for Young Musicians, comprised of students between the ages of 9 and 13. And then we have some teen writers from Girls Write Pittsburgh in the 10 o'clock hour as well. Both of those features are from our archives from 2017. So it's quite a busy program this morning. We had a busy week at SLB. Our Youth Media Center is almost complete. We installed one of the classrooms. I'm looking at them right now, tables and chairs. We also now have all of our bookcases built, and new books are coming in daily. The three new studios I can actually see across from me. They are built yet not equipped as of yet, and we have 8 media workstations that are up to date. Soon we'll be having open houses so you can come and join us, and I can't wait for you to see what we've been able to do together to help make sure that voices that are underrepresented and often not heard from are heard across youth and adults. Here's hoping you had a good week. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our pop quiz. And today's pop quiz challenges you to come up with 10 four-letter words that end with the letters I-P. I-P. 10 four-letter words that end with the letters I-P. There aren't too many of them altogether. I think there are 12 or 13. Can you come up with 10 of them? If you can, here's hoping you'll share them with us. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way. You can use that number for telephone or text. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Answers are already coming in. Mike and Stephanie and Mark and Bruce and Tom and Tommy and Russ will share answers with you shortly. Good luck with this morning's pop quiz.
Sun and moon. He's always been the slave to fashion beneath the sun and moon. You never know just where he's been. He always wears a secret grin. He disappears by blending in sun and moon. Not a button out of place beneath the sun and moon. Always sure to play it safe beneath the sun and moon. Matching color, dark and light, changes till he gets it right. Always hiding in plain sight beneath the sun and moon. sun and moon. I see you on the boulevard. I see you at the corner bar. Wherever I go, there you are, beneath the sun and moon.
What kind of world
Arlen Fells at the Saturday Light Brigade. And What Kind of World, Tim O'Brien with the song Chameleon. And wow, we have a lot of folks participating and interacting this morning, which is just wonderful. From a listener whose name I don't have. Your text ends in 75, your number, if you would like to check back with us. Chip, grip, trip, quip, whip, drip, ship, snip, clip, and slip are this listener's 10 words. Oh, and he added skip, blip, and flip to make it 13, or she. And hello to Norma and Toby, who came up with a similar list of words. They added plip, P-L-I-P. Hello to Dawn. Thank you for participating. And your list of words. Mark, good morning to you. He also came up with 10 words ending in IP. And here's another unsigned text ending in 43. If you let us know the first time you text us, we'll add you to our directory so we know who you are in the future. Looking for 10 words ending in IP. Chip, flip, whip, clip, drip, crip, chip, trip, grip, and quip. Jim in Crafton Heights had a similar list. And Mike and Stephanie, good morning. It's nice to have you with us. Mike sent in a list whose words we've already had all of them. And Nikki is up on Troy Hill. Happy weekend, Nikki writes. She also had a similar list of words. Russ did his alphabetically. And Russ, it's pretty amazing that you did yours alphabetically. He came up with blip, chip, clip, drip, flip, grip, quip. And then the S's. Oh, the S's. Ship, skip, slip, snip, and then trip, and then whip, and then he was wondering what could come after T, in between T and W. He added VoIP, voice on internet protocol, V-O-I-P. He asked if it could be included. I said, of course it can be. Good morning to Tommy in Virginia, and Jim in Blackridge, and Bruce in Ingram, also playing along today. Tom and McCandless writes, here's a quip about Skip and Chip, who decided to take a trip on a ship, but forgot to bring their flip-top sunglasses, and there was a drip, which caused them to slip. But luckily, they got a grip by using their whip. Bob in Washington also sent a great list, which included quip. Good morning to Mike and Mars, and good morning to Zach in Pittsburgh, also sending lists. And Tom and Barb in Stallstown report freezing rain today after having baby birds in their yard yesterday. They came up with a number of lists, including quip. And hello to Maureen and Lou in Point Breeze. They have trip, slip, grip, ship, clip, whip, slip, flip, flip, and a drip. So many words coming in. And what they had, they being Barb and Tom, a whole flock of robins in the woods. And we had a mourning dove in our hemlocks. this week. Good morning to Chad in the North Hills. He also came up with a great list of words ending in IP that are four letters in length. And I think I've acknowledged everybody. Thank you for playing along. What a fun puzzle that was. And so nice to have so much participation this morning. Oh, and here's some from a number ending in 5-1. I'm not sure who it is. Oh, it's Jay in Washington. Thank you, Jay, for signing it. We'll make sure we associate your name with our messages. Quip, whip, snip, slip, grip, drip, trip, flip, clip, and chip. A good summary. Larry and Vanessa are in Puerto Cuero, Costa Rica. Greetings. They write, today's a travel day. We get on a boat for the 90-minute commute to the nearest road soon, so we're going to miss Apple Asia performing live, which is a bummer. Susan and Jeff have become friends. Please forward our love to them and Mimi. We shall. And I'm glad you're able to be with us, and I'm glad you're having a good time. We've been following them on Facebook during a beautiful trip they've been having to Costa Rica. Thank you for playing along with our early morning pop quiz. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in just about 5 minutes with our history riddle. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Take a look around. Whole lot of things ain't what they used to be. I used to eat my fruit straight off the tree. My old barbershop still going strong, but it's too damn bad. My hair's all gone. And it's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. It's good to be back, good to be home again. It's good to be you. It's good to be me. It's good to be young, good to be old, good
good to be home again. I'm back in the saddle, back on my horse. I'm back in town, back to the source. It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. It's good to be back. Good to be home again. It's good to be you. Good to be me. Good to be young. Good to be old. Good to be home.
That's Cab Moe at the Saturday Light Brigade from his latest album called Good to Be. Get ready, our history riddle is coming up shortly.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Good morning to Bill, playing along on Facebook today. It's good to have you here. Are you ready for today's history riddle? He was born in England on February 12, 1809. And his initials also are used to describe a recording medium. Following in his father's footsteps, he entered medical school in 1825, but transferred due to its tedium. At the age of 22, he began a five-year voyage on a British ship. The HMS Beagle was its name. In 1859, he published a book that shook the world and ultimately gave him a life of controversial fame. 412-200-5975 if you can identify today's Guess Who answer. Here it is again. He was born in England on February 12, 1809, and his initials are also used to describe a recording medium. Following in his father's footsteps, he entered medical school in 1825, but transferred due to its tedium. At the age of 22, he began a five-year voyage on a British ship. The HMS Beagle was its name. In 1859, he published a book that shook the world and ultimately gave him a life of controversial fame. 412-200-5975 to share your answer. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Or you can post your answer on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. Good luck with this morning's history riddle. Let me check. I see that Jim in Blackridge already has the correct answer, as does Tommy in Virginia. Randy and Polly, you are close with your guests. They're listening in Emlenton. Tom in McCandless has the correct answer as well. Good luck. 412-200-5975. Christopher in Monroeville. You are correct.
Listen up, I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory. Others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. So listen up, I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory. Others aren't so bold. The artist walks alone. Someone says behind his back, he's got his gall to call himself that. He doesn't even know where he's at. The artist walks among the flowers, appreciating the sun. He does this all his waking hours, but is it really so wrong? They sit in front of their TVs saying, hey, this is fun. And they laugh at the artist saying he doesn't know how to have fun. The best things in life are truly free. Singing birds and laughing bees. You've got me wrong, says he. The sun don't shine in your TV. So listen up, I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory. Others just like to watch the world.
I was in the arms of a woven wool blanket, kissing on steam from sage and chamomile. Then in between the lines of Tolstoy, I got lonely. So I headed for the Allegheny Hills. I wonder if I'll meet and tame you somewhere out in Pennsylvania, along the lakeshore, running or working in the corn. Love is a long coyote, she's not looking for somebody. She just wakes up next to you by accident one more. Clouds line the woodland like smoke from chimneys, and I smell turnips and potatoes from their plates. And every kettle is soon a sweet romantic story. And the Susquehanna called my name. I wonder. Pennsylvania, along the lake shore, running or working in the corn. Love is a long coyote. She's not looking for somebody. She just wakes up next to you by accident one morn. Wakes up next to you by accident one more. Love is a long coyote. She's not looking for somebody. She just wakes up next to you by accident one morning.
That's another one from Ol' Whitetail. Her new album about to be released this coming Wednesday night at Club Cafe Lone Coyote is the name of the song. And you also heard the Gina Furtado Project with Story of an Artist. Here is our history riddle again. He was born in England on February 12, 1809, and his initials also are used to describe a recording medium. Following in his father's footsteps, he entered medical school in 1825, but transferred due to its tedium. At the age of 22, he began a five-year voyage on a British ship. The HMS Beagle was its name. In 1859, he published a book that shook the world and ultimately gave him a life of controversial fame. Still time to share your answer at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Checking Facebook, I see that Stephen has the correct answer. As does Linda and Collier, half of the dynamic duo. And here are some others coming in. Jim and Blackridge has the correct answer and notes that Abraham Lincoln was born on the same day and date as our historiddle answer. Tommy in Virginia got it, noting that mentioning the HMS Beagle gave it away to him. Randy and Polly in Emlinton came up with the correct answer. Christopher in Monroeville. John and Carrick had a great guess of Herman Melville with the nautical clue there, but not Herman Melville. Russ in North Carolina also was helped with the hint of the Beagle. He and Sharon got the correct answer. Stu and McCandless came up with it. Also Jay in Washington. And Jeff listening in New Concord, Ohio. And I mentioned Jim and Blackridge earlier. Russ and Sharon just wrote to remind us that they both have degrees in biology from Duquesne, which also was helpful in coming up with this answer. And now, Tom and McCandless is going to join us. Tom, almost, it's very rare that Tom would miss Hister at all, and today is no exception. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. I'm not surprised at all that you got this. I'm curious what you might know about this person.
Well, the answer, I call him Chuck Darwin.
Chuck Darwin. And Mike and Mars, by the way, just got it. Charles Darwin, whose book about evolution kind of rocked the world. It shook the world when it was published.
Actually, I'm reading a book now called The Ghost in the Garden, and it's about a woman who, I guess she bought a house in England, I mean, just relatively recently, and she's hunting for Darwin's garden. It happened to be just down the street from where she lived, so she's talking about the different things that he planted in his garden and that type of thing.
Huh. Very interesting and very coincidental. Do you read multiple books at the same time? Are you somebody that can do that?
I usually might have three or four going at the same time.
Because you're
I'm reading another one about Chinese characters and how China tried to change their large alphabet, so to speak, or their characters. Like there's 9,000 characters, and during the late 1880s and I guess the early 1900s, they tried to, you know, have a different way of, you know, writing their alphabet and so forth, so that or their language, so they can wouldn't have so many characters people had to learn how to use. And also, it cost them more to send a telegram, and that was a big deal, like five times as much because they needed more characters to send the same message, just as if you used the, you know, ABCs.
Huh. Interesting. What's the name of that?
I think it's called Chinese Characters. I have it in my bedroom right now, so I can't remember the exact title. But it just came out about a month ago or so.
That's one we'll need to look for. Yeah. Well, you knew our historical answer. Who did you come up with?
Charles Darwin.
Charles Darwin, indeed, the correct answer. And it was his book on... let's see, it was on the origin of species, I believe.
Right.
That
you know, he talks about the, you mentioned the island, I have a hard time pronouncing it, Galapagos.
Oh, Galapagos, Galapagos Islands?
Yeah, because there's, you know, there's what they call islands in the sky, you know, and an island, I guess that island, the animals and so forth evolved differently. But there's also what they call islands in the sky, which are big mountains, okay? And there's deserts in between the mountains. And so the animals down the mountains can't really go to the other mountains. They can't leave that mountain. And so over time, they also evolve differently than, other animals do.
That is new to me, hearing about that.
This one woman, her name is Sue Zinger. And she wrote a book about Southwest Arizona, where they have the Chiricahua Mountains, which Ricky might know about since she went to the University of Arizona in geology. And she calls those mountains islands in the sky.
Interesting. Yeah, and Darwin, he did leave medical school because he thought it was a little too tedious, even though he had accompanied his dad as an apprentice. His dad was a physician. But his degree ultimately was in geology, even though he also studied biology and was a naturalist. He had a degree in geology and went on to publish On the Origin of Species On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life, published in 1859, and became the book that shook the world, talking about natural selection and evolution from his studies.
Was Lincoln born the same year as Darwin?
He was. Jim and Blackridge pointed that out. The same date and the same year as Darwin, February 12th, 1809.
two people born on the same day that are really famous. You know what I mean?
Same
date. That's a big coincidence.
Yeah, that happens every now and then, and it is crazy. Well done. A charge to you. Thank you, Tom. And we had some correct answers. Also, just coming in, Zach said, I got it just at the last moment, just down to the wire. Also, Charlie just came up with the correct answer. And I think I mentioned Mike and Mars just as we were starting. Well done. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Coming up at the top of the next hour, we have a Black History Month feature that we think you'll enjoy. Reflections from Robert Bowden of the Hill District. And we want you to know that you can tune in weekly for special Black History Month features at 7 and 10 here at SLB, and you can also look at our Facebook and Instagram sites throughout the week for these features. Additionally, explore over 200 personal stories of Black community members as part of our Crossing Fences and Girl Talk programs. Those stories are available at neighborhoodvoices.org. And hello to Robert in Beachview today. Thank you for checking in. And congratulations again to you if you came up with Charles Darwin, today's history riddle answer.
I wanted to say I haven't forgot about you and your AB way. Turns out you're even more like me. 98%.
Monkey, 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 the song. Born in England on February 12, 1809, and his initials also are used to describe a recording medium, as in CD, Charles Darwin. Today's Guess Who answer. Congratulations to you if you came up with Charles Darwin. And on the Origin of Species, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
This is Isaiah Bryce Pickens. I'm 16 years old and live in the Hill District.
This is Terrell Trustmore. I'm 10 years old and I live in the Hill District.
We interviewed Robert Bowden on July 31st, 2012.
Some teachers have a knack for just really looking right through you and knowing exactly who you are, seeing your deficits, seeing your potential, and getting it out of you. I used to go to Howard University years ago. When I got there, as a freshman, we had to write a paper on urban space. There was a lady, she was a white English teacher. Well, I turned that paper into this woman four times, and she read it and threw it right back at me. Not out of anger, she was pushing me. You know what I mean? She was pushing me. The main people who helped me were the people in the education system. All this is driven to me, this whole thing I'm telling you is that you gotta stay in school. You gotta get your power from books. I had a job, I worked in a jewelry store right on Liberty Avenue. I thought I did all right there, wasn't a hard job, but it was the type of jobs that many African Americans had at that time. At this jewelry store, there was a guy there, he was a salesman, he sold all the diamonds and things like that. And one day, I was downstairs. They had a downstairs, and that's where they kept all their stock. Well, I'm down there, and I was reading the dictionary. And he came downstairs. He looked and seen what I was reading, and he slammed it shut. And he went into the bathroom right there. And he went and got the thing that you clean the toilet with, the little brush, and he wet it, and he threw it. It got all over my book, splashed me all over. And he said, I'll never want to see you read no book here again. That was like, you know, I was like, you can't be doing this for, you know what I mean, for the rest of your life. This kind of stuff. People talk to you like this. The fact that he slammed that dictionary shut resonated with me for the rest of my life, because that told me that there was power in what I was doing, and this man didn't want me to have no power. And he was so blatant, you know what I mean, and then it was humiliating. That was when I decided, man, you got to go to school. I decided to go to Howard. And when I went there, I was still street-minded. You know what I'm saying? I was still going through this metamorphosis. It was a culture shock for me, there were people of color there of all persuasions. There were a lot of people of higher class than I. I just didn't have what they had, which was a more formidable education to begin with, a more intact family. And so that period of time, and I stayed a year and a half, and I had to go because I wasn't doing well. And I was learning and I was processing, but I wasn't yet connected to the upwardly mobile vehicles that I needed to be connected to. And it was the seeding. That's where I got my seeding at. But it was germinating. It didn't blossom there. You see what I'm saying? But it gave me the seeding. So I came back here to Pittsburgh and worked around and did this and did that. Eventually, though, I learned the value of hard work. I learned there's integrity in all work. And eventually, I just went back to school. I'm a social worker. I chose social work because social work is sort of a mentorship thing, you know. So I chose nonprofit management because it's the same thing. Organizing, you know, for people who are poor, people who need help, people who to whom I can use whatever gifts God gave me to do that kind of work. I'm just an underdog guy. You do not have privilege. I don't have privilege. There are others in our society who do have privilege. It just comes with birthright, you know, citizenship. But you and I don't. So we have to try harder. And we have to think about what we do before we do it. Because you misstep and trip. And then you start out in a hole and the hole get deeper and deeper and deeper. You might think you invincible, but the system is stacked against you. I was just a guy on the corner. I was just a guy who went through school. You know, I was just a guy who fell for the same messaging that all young men of color receive when they walk out their door if they live in an urban area. It's what you see, it's what you hear, and it's what you don't know that you're perceiving and processing in regards to who you are and how the system prefers you to define yourself. So I said to you young men, put your work in now. The struggles keep coming. They have